Okay, so this was my roadmap. I want to learn more about HIPAA, and then I've got the reports to every year you're supposed to have a report. The Attorney General has a report, and the report to Congress is only every 2 years. 2014 is the one I have. It should be in your materials. So we're still waiting on 2015. But so I looked at the reports, and I also reflected. And I know I looked at the model rules, the professional rules for attorneys, and it says Rule 1.05 says a lawyer shall not knowingly reveal confidential information. But the one I really liked, but I don't know if it really applies, but I really liked, was Rule 114, safekeeping of property. A lawyer should hold property of others with the care of a professional fiduciary. So, I mean, I'm holding, because I went back to my office, and I don't know if what your office looks like, but my office had files everywhere. I had a beautiful, what do you call this, tree with all my files. So then I said, well, I'm not really securing my client's information. So now, today, we do lock them up. So I looked at the rules, and I said, well, I need to guard their information, but how? So I went to this training. This is not a training, unfortunately, but then I went and looked, well, so what is a training? You get all of these, I don't know if you all get any of these calls, messages about HIPAA training. So I looked at the HHS website, and they actually say the HIPAA rules are flexible, scalable, to accommodate the enormous range in types and sizes of entities that must comply with them.